They what do you call them? A Sunday assistant in a forest, you know. I don't know if we still have
Yeah, Forrest has been dead for a
it.
long time now. These are a couple of real good pictures. Yeah, that must be the Slave River there. And you would travel on those boats, eh? Were they nice to travel on?
Oh, pretty good, yeah. Oh, yeah. They had the power, you know.
This would be all. Now, there is another thing. There must have been quite a business on the river of people going down and cutting wood for these boats to pick up on the way down.
Oh, yeah, they did that, yeah.
There'd be woodcutters down there every, what, 40, 50 miles or.
Oh, yeah, you know, every so far, you don't get to wood pile, like you say, you know, yeah. They were cut, you know, oh, way ahead of time,
Well, so it'd be dry.
It was, about,
4 foot. Yeah. A lot of those were boilers would take about 4 foot would take about 4 foot wood. Now, there isn't very much here about that time. There's the boat. There's the old wooden hotel. And there's the Catholic Church again, up on the hill. And here's a bunch of scows. They'd have a sweep at the back, eh?
Yeah, a long sweep, yeah.
Doesn't show it here, but they must have had. They must have had. Did they carry any kind of safety? Like, did they have a little boat attached to them, or no life jackets, no nothing like that? Were there very many accidents on the boats?
Not much. Sometimes, well, I don't know. People in drown in the, traveling, not with the scouts. Something, their own canoe or something like that, yeah.
Well, they still do that.
Yeah.
There were a couple of young fellows drowned last year.
Oh, yeah, I know. You could see, the river there. A lot of people are buried there.
These are nice pictures.
Yeah, they are nice pictures.
Well,
No, I've been trying for peace.
now.
That's God's ready to build. Well, that's a ribs like that.
Did you ever work as a boat builder?
I had to build a ferry here, the last ferry that was here, just before they built the bridge.
Now, can you remember what year it was that all of this river transport stopped? Was that during the war or after the war? When the railroads went in?
After the railroad come in, they still did go down,
They did get out.
Here, but after the railroad went in, not I'd say like at McMurray and then Peace River. They were dumped on a stone, you see. Well, they're still traveling on the river there, on the Peace River, you know. Because it took a long time, you know, before it like the railroad, they didn't follow the river, you see.
Well, they'd still have to take stuff up, say, to Vermilion, Fort Vermilion, eh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. You still do, I guess, yeah.
On the river, yeah. Now, you know, there is one picture, I don't know whether I can find it or not, but it's, these are a little later, that's 1905, Lance Smith, Roy Menard, Romeo Farrell, Varin. I don't know. Do you remember where that store was?
R.C. Varin. I can't remember.
Romeo Farrell.
Yeah, Romeo Farrell.
He was pretty early.
Yeah.
Now here's a picture of Mrs. Gullion.
1904.
And here is the first... that hospital up near the Catholic Church that burned down.
Oh, yeah.
When did you leave Athabasca, Alec? You left and went somewhere else, didn't you?
Yeah, we left and went to... well, we lived in the hell of that. I know we left and went to Edmonton. I know I worked there in the city there for years there.
Mm-hmm. You'd be here for that.
Yeah.
Victor Anderson. And then when did you come back?
Oh.
Quite late.
Yeah, we come back and... I think I come back after I retired. From the city, yeah.
Alec, are there any people you know today that are still alive that worked on those boats?
Okay. Great. I think it's very few. Maybe I don't. You know. Maybe you'd go to Lake Lavish or someplace, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know there used to be quite a bunch of years ago on that boat, yeah. But I guess most of the old ones there, they're all gone, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was up...
Thank you.
You know, I was up showing films at Extendicare up there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And the film that I was showing was on, Chipewyan was part of it, you know, and there was a church there.
Oh, yeah.
And they showed a very nice church in Chipewyan.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some fellow up there in extended care. He said, I worked on that church.
Oh, yeah.
Would you know who that was?
Oh, out there at Portugal?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Bean. Thank you. He's Mercury. See, they had
Mercury?
Yeah.
Well, ask about
like,
it.
They were old man, they were over us. He worked for the Hudson Bay, he worked for a while, yeah, and he had a bunch of sons, and they, a lot of them worked, for the mission, until some went trading, too, for the Hudson Bay, some of the boys, yeah.
Do you remember Jim McKinley? Mm-hmm. He was really a boat builder. McKinley.
I don't remember him.
Maybe
I know his family, but yeah.
Well, some of them are still alive.
Oh yeah.
Well, Clara, I saw Clara the other day.
Yeah, she's.
She was here.
The youngest one, yeah. And I think. Charlie's dead, I guess.
I think Charlie died just a very short time ago.
Oh, yeah. And
Sterling is probably dead.
Yeah. And I don't know about John. John, though.
I don't know about John. I think he's dead, too.
I could see.
I think it's only the girls that are alive.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Alice and... Alice is still alive. And Clara, and there was another girl, Irene.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this has been